From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
It is 56 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 3:30. Just about 3:44. The cost of groceries rising, and with food assistance falling, community gardens are one thing that can genuinely help keep healthy food on a family's table.
I'm hoping that this community garden can be a place where we can help fill those needs that those people might have now that some of those programs that they've depended on might be being cut.
Coming up, how food banks and other groups are growing their own to help provide fresh produce to people. It's coming up here on KPR. Join us.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
As far as the weather goes, mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy late at night, lows in the upper 40s overnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. 50% chance of showers and storms late tomorrow night, with lows around 50 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
56 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 59 in Topeka. The time is 3:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition on KPR. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 59 degrees in Topeka, 56 in Lawrence, and 60 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tens of thousands of people across Kansas and Missouri were left without power this morning after strong storms brought high winds and heavy rains overnight. Power had been restored to about 85% of affected customers as of this morning. That's according to Evergy. Nearly 92,000 customers from Wichita to the Kansas City Metro lost power, according to spokesperson Courtney Lewis.
In some cases, it had winds recorded as high as 80 miles an hour, so it really did some intense damage to the area.
Lewis says if you see a downed power line, stay at least 30 feet away and assume it is energized. Call 911 immediately and then contact Evergy. The Kansas process for making state regulations has now gone digital. Kansas Secretary of State officials say the new centralized digital platform replaces a paper-based system that dates back to 1965. The company spearheading the project is called Esper, and Esper's website describes itself as an AI-powered company automating workflows and streamlining operations. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says going digital will help people track regulatory changes.
Everybody who works in Kansas that has something that touches a regulation that's in an industry of their interest can flag it so they're notified when changes come.
The state agency regulation website is online now at rules.ks.gov. Later this year, a Topeka historic site will display a 462-year-old German family Bible that was used to inaugurate the first Kansas man who attained the vice presidency. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the story.
Before Charles Curtis took his oath of office to become Herbert Hoover's vice president, a VP had never taken the oath on a Bible. That tradition changed with the Bible that was authorized to be printed by Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand I. The Bible, owned by the Geist family in Dodge City, is being donated to the Charles Curtis House. The historic Topeka House, which was purchased last year by the Kansas Historical Society, will display the artifact. Kansas Historical Society Executive Director Patrick Zollner says the former VP's name is inscribed in the Bible.
That makes it significant and especially a powerful artifact to be displayed at the Curtis House.
The Charles Curtis House will open later this year. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We do have a 50% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows tomorrow night around 50 degrees. More rain expected on Thursday with an 80% chance of showers and storms with highs in the mid-60s. You're listening to KPR. It is 3:35.
Complex issue, and it's not only Cuba. You have the Dominican Republic, you have Puerto Rico, you have Panama facing the same challenges. Transitional and growing economies that need to balance their electric matrix. Again, reliable plus renewable and clean. That's what we all want.
That is University of Texas at Austin energy researcher Jorge Piñon. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. As grocery prices rise, some community organizations are growing their own produce and creating community gardens to help fight food insecurity. Organizers say fresh vegetables are only some of the benefits. Roger Nomer of the Kansas News Service tells us more.
Lina Food Bank. Karen Couch says it's an opportunity to learn from the pioneers.
We could take a sense of pride in the fact that this is local, it's grown here, we're taking good care of our environment, then I think it's a win-win for our whole entire state.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
Kansas News Service is a cooperative effort. Many, many members, including the staff at KMUW, KCUR, of course, us here at Kansas Public Radio, and out at High Plains Public Radio. If you'd like to hear more Kansas News Service stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Counselors are available around the clock for anyone in a mental or an emotional crisis at kansas988.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. We are streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01, then the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, was launched to protect immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. But most of those children from when the program was founded are not exactly young anymore.
We're not kids anymore. We are adults. We are professionals. We are parents.
They are also facing weaker protections under the current president. We will talk about it at approximately 4:10 here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is dollarchoice.com/NPR. And from listeners like you who donate to this
NPR station.
People on food assistance are seeing new work requirements and changes to SNAP. How people are coping on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the very latest news first thing in the morning. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 60 seconds. It is 56 degrees in Lawrence and it is 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Manhattan, 58 in Atchison. The time is 4:06, and this is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then at 4:45, a rock climber has been using his skills to help those who are visually impaired enjoy the sport as well. As we draw in a little bit closer to 5 o'clock, we will tell you what we know at this point about the Texas Republican Senate runoff. Donald Trump endorsed Attorney General Ken Paxton over incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Early voting is already underway. Andrew Schneider will tell us more. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Here on Kansas Public Radio, you get to hear more than just sound bites. You hear civil conversations about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information you can use to stay informed in a changing world. We can only do this through membership support. You are the essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. You can give now at kansaspublicradio.org to support the news that matters.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
62 degrees in Manhattan, 57 in Emporia. It is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news headlines. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Miscellany's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at miscellanysonline.com.
Up next, we have news headlines just about 30 seconds away. 63 degrees in Abilene, 58 in Atchison. The time is 4:30.
Well, across the board on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Evergy crews have restored power to about 93% of customers affected after strong storms worked their way across our service area in Kansas and Missouri. Over the course of the storms, nearly 92,000 Evergy customers lost power. Communities with significant damage included Manhattan, Topeka, St. Joseph, and the Kansas City Metro. Power was restored to most customers in Manhattan and St. Joseph overnight. The company's information page says they don't expect to have all customers restored to power today. The Kansas process for making state regulations is now digital. The Kansas Secretary of State's office says the new centralized digital platform replaces a paper-based system dating back to 1965. The company spearheading the project is called Esper. Their website says it's an AI-powered company that automates workflows and streamlines operations. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says going digital will help people track regulatory changes.
Everybody who works in Kansas that has something that touches a regulation that's in an industry of their interest can flag it so they're notified when changes come.
The state agency regulation website is online now at rules.ks.gov. An Alzheimer's diagnosis can upend a family's life. An upcoming conference in Wichita will offer resources and encouragement to caregivers. The Educating Across America tour takes place tomorrow at the Drury Plaza Hotel in Wichita. It is sponsored by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Speakers will discuss early detection and grief support. Local author and grief coach Stacy Gladfelter says the conference will give caregivers more than just information.
Why these types of settings are really, really important is, number one, to let them see that they're not in this journey alone, and then they can have a community of people who are going through the same journey they are.
The conference is open to the public. Information on registering is at alzfdn.org in the events calendar. The Kansas 250 Commission and the Watkins Museum in Lawrence is sponsoring a live listening event this week of Ad Aspera, an audio documentary. Kara Heitz is the producer of Per Aspera. Tomorrow evening's event will feature the episode 12 to Freedom, The Winter Escape with John Brown.
It's about the Underground Railroad in Kansas. It's a bit about John Brown. But what we're really trying to do in this episode, which is often hard to do, is center the stories of the freedom seekers, of the escaped slaves.
The event will take place at 6:30 tomorrow evening at the Lawrence Arts Center's 10th and Mass Studio. This is KPR.
This is NPR News.
Between AI and social media, Anne
has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is the show. Get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news first thing in the morning with Matthew Algio as your local host.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in as we head into the evening hours. We'll have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. At 5:06, the death toll from the Ebola virus outbreak in Africa is continuing to climb.
This is a strain of Ebola for which we have no vaccine and no treatments, and it's in a part of Africa which is conflict-laden.
Now, I am no expert, but that sounds very bad. So coming up, insights on the crisis from a former White House Ebola virus response coordinator. That is coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Lows in the upper 40s tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. More rain on the way tomorrow night, though. Lows around 50 degrees. It's 60 degrees in Topeka. It is 10 minutes before 5.
And from the Lodestar Foundation.
People on food assistance are seeing new work requirements and changes to SNAP. How people are coping on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Matthew Algio is your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in approximately 1 minute. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Search to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantsfdn.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence and 60 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the oil shortage in Cuba continues to grow more critical.
What used to be an issue or a challenge for the electric power sector now is a big issue and challenge for the whole economy of the island.
The Cuban people are being subjected to sustained blackouts. They're relying on wood and charcoal to cook, and they're using it for light as well. We will tell you exactly what is going on and why. Coming up here on KPR, of course, we have news headlines at 5:30. And at 5:44, we're going to learn about a movement supporting community gardens. A lot of groups that distribute food are sort of turning toward community gardens as a way to acquire goods. We'll tell you why coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy late tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s, 50% chance of showers, and a slight chance of storms tomorrow after midnight.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Emporia. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR, KPR News.
Last year, Congress enacted deep cuts to food assistance and layered on new work requirements. Many people are having to make do with less.
SNAP has been a lifeline, literally, for me during the times when I could not work.
We hear from listeners how they're coping on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Coming up, we have news headlines just about 40 seconds from now. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Emporia, 59 in Atchison. It is 5:30.
He said in his statement, "That is why I wrote the book." He says the quotes will be fixed in future editions. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Stocks fell across the board on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Tens of thousands of people across Kansas and Missouri were left without power this morning after strong storms brought high winds and heavy rain overnight. Nearly 92,000 customers from Wichita to the Kansas City Metro lost power, according to Evergy spokesperson Courtney Lewis.
In some cases, it had winds recorded as high as 80 miles an hour, so it really did some intense damage to the area.
Lewis says if you see a downed power line, stay at least 30 feet away and assume it has power flowing through it. Call 911 immediately, then contact Evergy. The Kansas process for making state regulations has now gone digital. The Kansas Secretary of State's office says the new centralized digital platform replaces a paper-based system that dates back to 1965. The company spearheading this project is called Esper, and their website says it's an AI-powered company that automates workflows and streamlines operations. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says going digital will help people track regulatory changes.
Everybody who works in Kansas that has something that touches a regulation that's in an industry of their interest can flag it so they're notified when changes come.
The state agency regulation website is online now at rules.ks.gov. Later this year, a Topeka historic site will be displaying a 462-year-old German family Bible that was used to inaugurate the first Kansan who attained the vice presidency. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the story.
Before Charles Curtis took his oath of office to become Herbert Hoover's vice president, a VP had never taken the oath on a Bible. That tradition changed with the Bible that was authorized to be printed by Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand I. The Bible, owned by the Geis family in Dodge City, is being donated to the Charles Curtis House. The historic Topeka House, which was purchased last year by the Kansas Historical Society, will display the artifact. Kansas Historical Society Executive Director Patrick Zollner says the former VP's name is inscribed in the Bible.
That makes it significant and especially a powerful artifact to be displayed at the Curtis House.
The Charles Curtis House will open later this year. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Support for NPR comes... You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. As grocery prices are rising, some community organizations have been growing their own produce and creating community gardens to help fight food insecurity. Organizers say fresh vegetables are only some of the benefits. Roger Nomer of the Kansas News Service filed this report.
Food insecurity and lack of fresh food. Back at the Salina Food Bank, Karen Couch says it's an opportunity to learn from the pioneers.
We could take a sense of pride in the fact that this is local, it's grown here, we're taking good care of our environment. Then I think it's a win-win for our whole entire state.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of public media all around the state. It does include KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, along with Kansas Public Radio. If you'd like to hear it again or hear other Kansas News Service stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We have a whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. News headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, we'll talk with Mara Eliason about some of the plans that were discussed by a group of top Democrats from all across the nation. They met today to discuss the future of the Democratic agenda beyond just opposition to Donald Trump. That story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
59 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Abilene, 60 in Topeka. It is 10 minutes before 6.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Rolaids, containing a dual active formula with the goal of neutralizing acid in seconds for heartburn relief. Rolaids spells relief. Learn more at Rolaids.com. From Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering flowering shrubs and evergreens selected for home landscapes. More at ProvenWinnersColorChoice.com/NPR. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
People on food assistance are seeing new work requirements and changes to SNAP. How people are coping on the next morning edition from NPR News.
You can hear morning edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. This is KPR. It is 6 o'clock.